on and on. Can't understand.
Welcome. To our pre-show here of Wednesday. Yesterday, was out sick and also had work to do. I was working and I was sick. I do that. Outside of the studio. Apologize. It seems like Tuesday is going to be a rough one for us until the website rollout, which will be now. We're just weeks away. I mean, we're a couple of weeks away. And I got a meeting tomorrow on a website. Like I was saying to you. God damn it. Like I was saying to you, one thing people ought to know who've been hanging with me for any length of time, I don't know, websites and their rollouts are, you know, up in the fucking air. Tell you one thing, I'm spending a lot of motherfucking money on this bitch. I'm spending twice on this fucking website what I spent on the last one. We'll see, you know. How y'all doing? Good? My voice is fucked up. Hey, all right.
That's great to be on the other thing.
My first cup of coffee in 2 days. 2 days. I'm not drinking coffee. I'm supposed to be off coffee.
All right. What's up?
Where the fuck? Oh. Not much of a pre-show today, guys. I'm really kind of just thinking here. I'm sort of pre-showing in my head. Sorry. I would love to do something with a story. Donald Trump sounds very annoyed that everyone knows Steve Bannon is the real president, but I want to do it with a character like Ted Bell or some other pompous asshole, Don Berman. We already had Don on, though, so it would necessitate someone else. Let me call you sweetheart. Why is it every fucking movie that has a scene from a 19th century society party where there's a young man who's asking a young lady to dance? It's always the same song, Let Me Call You Sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Oh, we must be in the 19th century. Mm-hmm. Late 19th century.
I used to have a character by the name of Paul Tubby Lane, but it sounds too much like Bud. a lot of my characters had the Bud thing. It was like, my name is Steve Bozell. My name is Steve Warnell, and he used to talk like that. You know, so Bud's like this. My name is Steve Warnell, Steve Bozell. And now it's like this, but it used to be like that.
Fuck. That's it, Bob Green. He's perfect for that. Bob suing. All right. Okay, man, I think we got that shit there. I think what's there's not much of a pre-show today, so we're going to cut it off short. If you'll pardon the expression, cut it off short. Let me call your sweethearts. Fuck. Last weekend, I started out by having dinner. No, last weekend started out at the club, at the Hollywood Improv, had a couple of drinks, and that's going to, you know, put a few pounds on, extra pounds. Then comes Saturday, I have dinner at Maria's. Then the Super Bowl on Sunday. And then Monday, I don't know what the fuck happened, but all told, I put 5 pounds on. God, that pissed me off. Fucking pissed me off. I knew what I was doing. I'm just like, anyway, fuck it, man. What do we got going on here, man?
We the best music.
Found it in the chat.
Another.
All right, man. Two fucking commercials to do. I could give them two spots. Good one, I don't know. Rich Uncles, MedJet, and Blue Apron. Blue Apron is so fucking good. I love Blue Apron. I love it. If you ever want to learn how to fucking cook, but also eat really good stuff, I gotta hit those fucking menus. Hold on for a minute. Be right back. I don't know where it is. All right. Let me call you sweetheart. And an explosion. Testing.
Testing.
All right. Here we go. Testing, 1, 2. Here we go. Two guys broke. They started